sit comfortably in a chair with your eyes closed. Gently and slowly inhale through your nostrils, imagining as you do that you are drawing the air from a point infinitely far away. Now slowly and easily exhale, sending every atom of air back to its source infinitely far away. Feel each breath coming to you from the quantum field, which at a subtle level is actually happening. Exercise 4. Redefining. Having absorbed the knowledge that your body is not a sculpture isolated in time and space, redefine yourself by repeating the following statements silently to yourself. I can use the power of my awareness to experience a body that is flowing instead of solid, flexible instead of rigid, quantum instead of material, dynamic instead of static, composed of energy and information instead of random chemical reactions, a network of intelligence instead of a mindless machine, fresh and ever-renewing instead of entropic and aging, and timeless instead of time-bound. By repeating these new statements of belief, you are allowing new biological information to be produced, and via the mind-body connection, your redefined sense of yourself is being received by your cells as new programming. Thus, the gap between your old isolated self and the image of yourself as an ageless, timeless being starts to close. If aging is something you learned, you're in a position to unlearn the behavior that's making you age, adopt new beliefs, and be guided into new opportunities. Life is awareness in action. Despite the thousands of hours of old tapes that program our responses, we continue to live because awareness finds new ways to flow. The positive side of awareness, its ability to heal, is always available. Although awareness gets programmed in thousands of ways, the most convincing are what we call beliefs. Unlike a thought, which actively forms words or images in your brain, a belief is generally silent. A person suffering from claustrophobia doesn't need to think, "This room is too small." Put into a small, crowded room, his body automatically reacts. The symptoms of fear are triggered at a level deeper than the thinking mind. People with phobias struggle desperately to use thoughts to thwart their fear, but to no avail. The habit of fear has sunk too deep. Our beliefs in aging hold just this kind of power over us. Let me give you an example. Daring gerontologists at Tufts University visited a nursing home, selected a group of the frailest residents, and put them on a weight training program. Within 8 weeks, wasted muscles had come back by 300%. Coordination and balance were improved, and an overall sense of active life returned. Some of the subjects who had not been able to walk unaided could now do so. What makes this accomplishment truly wondrous, however, is that the youngest subject in the group was 87 and the oldest 96. These results were always possible. All that happened was that a belief changed, and when that happened, aging changed. If you are 96 years old and afraid to move your body, it will waste away. Our notions of aging have been drastically modified over the last two decades. In the early 70s, doctors began to notice patients in their 60s and 70s whose bodies functioned with the vigor and health of middle age. These people ate sensibly and looked after their bodies. Although they exhibited some of the accepted signs of old age, such as high blood pressure and some hearing loss, there was nothing elderly about these people. The new old age, as it came to be called, was born.